But my next speaker is Ian Stewart, the Scottish Government. What interests me is not just Ian's background, working now with Education Scotland, but is a teacher of computing at the forefront of
technology teacher,
I do apologise, that's anathema. A technology teacher at the forefront of a lot of computing developments and ICT developments in a school and in Scotland, and at that stage, a huge critic of the law. So I now introduce you to him as a poacher turned gamekeeper, who's now going to tell us about the new law and its huge benefits to learning and teaching.
Over to yourself. First of all, I'll take this off. Yes, I was. If you have anything you want to see, a one-to-one skill which is sustainable, is having great influence on its curriculum, its approaches to learning and teaching. Look at Isla High School, which has been one-to-one with tablet PCs for 10 years now. Every teacher has a tablet, every pupil has a tablet, they take them home. Very few interactive whiteboards. We painted the wall white and put wireless projectors in each classroom. And yes, I did put up the wrong projector. I did have a pupil come along to me, sorry, you've got a projector on Mrs. Henderson's wall. That's interesting. Now back to the official bits. My name is Ian Stewart. Yes, I was a major critic. I was PT Tech, and we had no computing teacher in Isla High School. Not because we didn't want one, we couldn't get one. Okay? So we had to spread our ICT, and it was ICT, it was not computer science, around the whole school. The impact of learning and teaching was tremendous. The impact of outcomes and attainment, minimal. The reason is, we're measuring old measures. Not the collaborative measurements, not the impact on social skills, on those 21st century learning skills. We're not measuring those at all. So, how do you measure attainment impact in the 21st century with a 19th century tool? I'm not sure. There is a problem there, a disconnect. I was a major critic of GLOW. In technical terms, I thought it was crap. Okay? I thought it didn't do what it attempted. I love the ideas. I think the idea of getting the whole of Scotland sharing, the idea of technology working, is a fantastic one. Okay? When you see it, it'll be great. It's because it's a lack. I am not a math fan, though. And one of the reasons I'm not is because I think it should be agnostic. It shouldn't be about the technology. It shouldn't be, I think this piece of technology is brilliant, I think that piece of technology is brilliant. I think the learning should be the important part. Absolutely, vitally important part. And we do, and I'm one of them, get caught up in the, let's use this toy. And it's getting that balance. I thought Steve Higgins' point of new people having thought about what they want to do is absolutely spot on. I hadn't heard that before. And those who follow just go, we need to be doing that too, and just jump into that bandwagon and not really thinking through exactly what the learning should be. GLOW has been unpicked from the previous iteration. It was embedded deeply. You unpicked it from the old John Johnson, who's busy over there investigating creative learning, I think it's called, called it SharePoint 19 Canteen. And that's about right. It was a product that was envisaged at the end of the 1990s, implemented in the year 2000, and was a standard place that we did everything or not for 10 years. It didn't change, it didn't grow, it didn't adapt. So, as a major critic, I was brought inside the tent and said, what would you do? The ICT Excellence Group, which was headed by Alfie Cobber, whose name's already been mentioned today, looked at what we want to do, how we want to do it, and the idea of saying it's not about one single platform, it's about the login. The login becomes the important thing. I think that's what I picked up from you guys. The login is the important thing. That permission point thing. So the GLOW login, which you will see soon, the GLOW login is your access to the curriculum, your conduit to the curriculum. There are core products in there. There are support wider contexts around that, which are in there. But it's not about which technology. The idea is that this is a constantly changing, constantly updating. It's a granular piece. It's about different pieces of technology that you can choose to use as a practitioner. Okay? Never do neither.
Do well.
Okay. I was going to show a brilliant picture of Ollie. Ollie came to Ireland. He's a fantastic conference. I think he's broken it actually, he knows who this. With him collecting his whiskey straight from the balance. We shared that around the world. Ian Simpson has been tweeting all the way through this. As a who's actually tweeting today? A few. Those of you who don't, look at the hashtag Skizza for today. Ian Simpson put a message, got a message back from an educator who said, sounds like a really interesting conference. I clicked, looked at where that person was from. She was from Canada. It's that instant connection that becomes the really, really important part. But it's about connecting in. Now, I'm part of the digital director. I'm not part of Education Scotland. I'm seconded through Education Scotland. I'm part of the digital director in the Scottish Government. The other part of what's going on in the digital director is the MyGov programme, which is digital citizenship, which is about that single login taking into lots of things. And
there we go.
It is Ollie's computer. And it's about lots of things. And it's about how you access and know who you are when you're updating your council tax, when you're doing all these things. It's that identifier. GLOW is the wee brother. It's going to become your digital citizen address. It's going to become your connection into that whole world for the future. Okay.
Fantastic.
So this is GLOW, and you'll see that the GLOW login actually is a fairly plain space. It should be. I'm going to log in. Do I save this? Not for Ollie.
It's me.
Oh,
it's yours for me.
It's yours. Okay, sorry about the ugly mug. That's my very good email. And I can actually create my own spaces. This is my personal launch pad. I'm adding these. Every pupil has one of these. I'm in as a classroom teacher. One of the biggest problems I had with school was password resets. Pain in the backside when you've got a class in front of you, and all the babies sit in the background, I don't have a login, so doesn't need to work. But actually now I can go in and say, alright, let's get the management console. I can look up all in my class, and the only thing as a classroom teacher I can do is change this password there and then. Okay? This is all based on standards. It's not about one system versus another. It's based on standards. So I can go into my launchpad again. I've got nationally provided stuff. Now, whatever you think of that, and I have my own personal thoughts, but I'll take my idea off before I make them, is that that actually takes me into the NAR. It logs me in as me. It identifies what I need. We want to start building. As a teacher, I want to go into the NAR, and it pulls stuff towards me. Not me going searching. I want to go to the SQA website, and I want stuff to come to me. And it's about that personal identification. One of the biggest things, no, literally the biggest thing in GLOW right now is Office 365. But it's not the only thing. The blogging platform has just been upgraded, or moved over, not upgraded yet, sorry, but moved over to a cloud-based platform and is going on to the latest version. Who had a major problem creating blogs before? I'm actually surprised. Who even tried to create a blog before? That's more like the answer to that. 57 bits, is that right?
Portfolios, 108, I think.
180 portfolios. John Johnson has led a team and has been teachers involved at every stage. My job's work title, and John, when he's not taking a day's holiday to come here, John Johnson's role is product owner. Chrissy Lance, somewhere in here as well, at the back, to product owner. I found out after I got the job that product owner meant translating for the geeks. What was work in class? what would work in a thing. It wasn't being driven by the geeks or the techies, it was being driven by classroom educators, four of us. That made a huge difference as far as I'm concerned, because if I go to create a new blog, I go to my Arbella blog section. I've got to remember, I'm doing this live. I'm not showing a PowerPoint here. I'm doing it live. That's how much confidence I have. Create a blog. Who's laughing? And that's it. To create a new blog. So, how about that? Making it as simple as possible becomes really, really important. But it becomes, what do I want to do? And actually, this is where teachers' voices become really important. Because teachers' voices drive what comes out here. It's this granular system. We go back in here, I'm going to get to Office 365. Office 365 is literally the biggest piece in here. Never for this website, sorry. Okay. Office 365 is literally the biggest thing in here. Because every pupil, every teacher in Scotland now has... I actually spent ages creating 1 terabyte analogs to say, what is 1 terabyte? Then 3 weeks ago, they actually said, no, it's unlimited. It's unlimited storage. It's 50 gigabytes for your email. Compare that to an authority given one. Accessing when you can get it to your office to work. Accessing from anywhere. Okay? Shareable. So here's my 1 terabyte stuff. It's shareable. Inside here. In exactly the same way. It's not about competing with Google, it's a different type of Google. And actually I can share this and anybody can go in and edit it. And I can see who's edited it in exactly the same way. It's about the process, making it as simple as possible. Now there are some exciting things coming along very soon. Okay? One of the things, if you've got to take a note of that, the Ian Stewart66 actually my Twitter account, so if anybody wants to follow me, please don't do too much. And this is my Globe login. If you go into Globe, you can follow me in there. I would give you my government email address, but I can only access that on certain machines. Because I'm actually 007. That's highly confidential what's in there. So secure, the conversations about what was on TV last night, that has to be actually kept on secure machines and secure devices. But actually, I want to share lots of stuff. And I want that stuff to be shared widely as possible. One of the key programs that I use is OneNote. I find OneNote one of those powerful programs for sharing. And in fact, I've created a OneNote which I will share out the address later. And I've not put it inside Globe. I've put it inside my personal one, so there is no access issues. And I've put my notes from today on different topics. And once that's shared out, you can add some details into that. The thing I like about Globe, my OneNote is, in particular, it's on the device. I can lose connection, keep taking stuff, keep recording, reconnect, and it strikes back out and shares with everybody watching that. I think that's powerful. Particularly when you're from a school that covered 2 islands. That's where I got my drive that had to be on the device as much as possible. So that's all there, that's ready to go. But in the future, in fact, if you're in North Lanarkshire now, then actually this North Lanarkshire account has been applied to my license. So I now have full access to full office for 5 machines. Every pupil, every teacher, from the 1st of December, every teacher, having access to any device, any machine. I think that's a game changer. Now it's come up with the Mac one, but if I was in a PC device, it's called a PC device. I use Android extensively. And actually, that changes it as well, because it picks up Android. So it doesn't matter about the device. John Johnson uses Apple. It doesn't matter about the device. It changes how you're approaching, particularly bring your own device, because it makes it a single platform. And I think that, again, changes use of space to work together, synchronously and asynchronously, is the most important thing we can do. I'm sure you won't mind, but Tommy from West Lothian had to leave because he got a call-in meeting about preparing for snow days. Has anybody else even thought about that? A few authorities, I think some came out from Addis and are driving to Addis to think about it. But actually, all of you would be thinking about that quite a lot.
We've got those plan.
Yeah. And you would go out into the hills, is that? But where's, how do you actually share that in the space to work? Actually, I think you can provide that quickly and effectively. Something I haven't mentioned is about teachers login. First time you log in, I ask you to put in a personal email address for recovering your own password for when you do forget it, because you do forget it. Okay? So that's all there. You now have... there's quite a few tables here. What I'd like you to do at your tables is to say three things you hated about the old Glow. That's really brave of you to know. That's like that conversation going.
Just three.
Absolutely agency. It's a conversation on which people. Then I would like you to say what you wanted to do that you haven't seen it do yet. And I would like some consensus at the table. And that's going to be the real challenge, I think. Consensus among teachers. It's almost as difficult as consensus among IT departments. So, I'm going to give you... In fact, I'm going to have to cut it down. I'm going to give you 3 minutes. 3 minutes. End any questions? Go! Asking you questions. which is going to be a challenge to your hierarchy and authority, which I think is a good challenge. Sorry.
So I've got you said we want to be able to upload documents to from iPad and other devices.
Absolutely. Have a look at the Outlook for Business app. Not the Outlook app, Outlook for Business.
It asks for the go login and
that's right.
Log in and it still won't let you do it.
That's true.
Take a look at that one.
So let's go with pictures, but not
the option. Should email you put in, not the log in.
It's the same.
We go to the
Okay. I'm finished. Any questions before I finish?
Just for clarification, you were saying that we can download and install Office on our own computers.
If your authority has a Microsoft agreement, which at the moment I think it's 27 of the 32 authorities have. North Lancashire has put all 55,000 of those licences into Glow for their staff and their pupils. Well, their pupils now and their staff after the 1st of December when Teacher Advantage comes into place, and we are managing that centrally. And that's my personal, you can see it's on my Caroline Acer, so my wife's Acer computer, and it's on my tablet. Personal. There's my personal devices. And I'm using that to access that.
So speak to the authority.
Push from there. Okay, there was one more on that, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, just one quick question. First of all, I use NewGo extensively in my class, and I have to say it works very well.
But
I believe that we're soon going to be able to import class lists from CMIS and set them up into Glow Quest, will that be available?
That will be available, hopefully, in the next 10 days. If I go to my management console. You see, the group setting is already here, and that's just waiting to be populated by CMIS. And that's not just into Office 365, that's into all the services, that's the blogs and the wiki species, which is coming soon. The idea is we have this layer above the tools to feed. So if we have any future changes and developments, it's not locked into one program. And actually, if, for example, and perhaps maybe in the future, Google Apps was there, you'd click on a tile to Google Apps, but it would actually take you into there and log you in. So it's about that layer above the services.
Sorry, can I just, it's quite relevant to this, I think.
Would it be better taking this offline and having a conversation?
Why? No, it'd be quick. Our emails at work from our office quite often... they send out a group email to all staff, but it seems that the office staff have about 15 different groups of staff. In the same way that we're going to have groups for what's on CMIS, is there any way that we can have, you know, an email that just goes to everybody that's got our school name in it? Or
you need to get that set up by your authority. Technically, no reason. That needs to come from your authority. They are the data owners.
Right.
Okay? Sorry to pass that up, but it's again 32 different authorities doing 32 different things. Okay? Molly.